radio station in the United States is a communication to the children to take a trip, to cop out, to groove. The Psychedelic Jackets on the record album have their own hidden symbols and messages, as well as all the lyrics of all the top rock songs. And they all sing the same refrain. It's fun to take a trip. Put acid in your veins. We'll be right back.
stopping, bypass parking and straight through Dagenham down to Grays Barrack, Romany and Basildon, Bitsy, Fundersley, Adley, Leonsey, Chalkwell, Pitcherwell, Southend's the end of you. Ever go to Shoeless? Take the A road, the OK road, that's the best. Go motoring on the A14.
Brag there off of the Peel Sessions with A13 Trunk Road to the Sea, and you can just see kind of traveling that trunk road with Billy strumming along. Before that, 1,000 Homo DJs for Sherman Tank. Oh yes, 1,000 Homo DJs brought you Supernaut X. Before that, by request, with Johnny Hit and Run Pauline, and Future Sound of London at the top of the set with Herd Killing for Mr. Easy Whip. I've got only about 10 more minutes to play you some tunes here, but it's been fun. Alumni weekend, we got a whole lot more alumnuses coming up. Alumnuses, whatever, you know. I'm out of school. I don't have to worry about that stuff anymore. Grammar, what up? So I will leave you with a couple groovy tunes, one by Maceo Parker and some Hank Williams coming up. And, well, we'll see what else I can fit in there. All right, it's been fun. Tornado signing out. KCPR 91.3 FM, Maceo Parker with Walking Home Together here on 91 FM KCPR. Music to the left of your dial.
Yeah.
Mommy?
Yeah. Mommy? Why don't they both
sing them like the kids you are made to me?
Mommy, can I go on in? Till tonight!
Pick up, pick on you and listen to the women like. Pick up, 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 pick.
They come along, they sing, swing low, sweet chariot, coming for to carry me home. Swing low, sweet chariot, coming for to carry me home. I looked over yonder, boys I could see, coming for to carry me home. It's a band of angels coming after me. They're coming for the academy home. Swing low, sweet chariot. I'm coming for the academy home. Swing low, sweet chariot. I'm coming for the academy home.
Well, you know the Holy Ghost people got their own way today, if I have to say it, and they say, they hung him on the cross, they hung him on the cross, they hung him on the cross for me. One day when I was lost, they hung him on the cross, and they hung him on the cross for me. What did you do? They spit him in the side, they spit him in the side, they spit him in the side for me. One day when I was lost, they hung him on the cross, and they spit him in the side for me. Blood come, and the blood come streaming down, the blood come streaming down, the blood come streaming down for me. One day when I was lost, they hung him on the cross, and the blood come streaming down for me. He hung his head and died, he hung his head and died, he hung his head and died for me. One day when I was lost, they hung him on the cross, and he hung his head and died for me. What he said, he never said a mumbling word, he never said a mumbling word, he never said a mumbling word for me. One day when I was lost, they hung him on the cross, and he never said a mumbling word for me. Thank you.
later. He's coming back again. He's coming back again. He's coming back again for me. One day when I was lost, they hung him on a cross, and he's coming back again for me.
91.3 KCPR San Luis Obispo. Hi, I'm Jerry Peake. I'm going to bring you some of the station sound from 20 years ago, the people, some of our special programs, and the music too. Like this one from John Mellencamp, Small Town, on KCPR's Alumni Weekend. KCPR and John Mellencamp there. I'm Jerry Peake, and it's great to be back. I hope you're enjoying the weekend, too. This station is like a magnet for creative people, and we had a good crew here from 1977 to 1981. Back then, we had a commercial top 40 sound, but we also had a lot of special programming. I'd like to play you a few bits of a Christmas special from 1979. The cast included Weird Al Yankovic, who you probably know, as well as Brian Hackney, a very creative man who's won a lot of Emmy Awards for his TV work, Christy Keeler, Russ Scherer, John Furtado, Bob Latson, as well as myself playing three different roles. Here's how the special started.
¶¶ meeting, Cindy, by request.
Is this the request personality?
Yeah. What do you want to hear?
Oh, I don't want to hear anything. I just want to see Santa Claus.
Santa Claus? Hey, listen, I've got a lot of records to put on down here.
John, now look, you made her cry.
Weird Al, what are you doing on the phone?
Hey, kid, it's okay. We'll take you to see Santa Claus.
What? Oh, sure. You guys don't care.
Oh, yes, we do. Now, we're going to take you to see old Santa Claus.
No,
No bologna.
Good luck.
There, he's gone now. You really want to see Santa?
Oh, yes, sir. Real bad. You see, sir? I don't have nobody who loves me. And, sir, I don't want bikes or toys or games. I just want to see Santa Claus. I would kiss you, sir, if I got to see him.
Oh. Hang on, kid, we'll pick you up. Bob, bicycle, Bob!
Bob! Hey, Bob!
What, Al?
Bob, are you doing anything special right now?
Well, Al, I just happen to be going to the biggest oldies concert in the history of the world. Oh. Get this, they're going to have Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young doing backup vocals for Frankie Valli. Oh. The Beach Boys will be there. Dinah Ross and the Supremes will be there. Herman's Hermits and the Dave Clark Five will be there. And get this, the Beatles are getting back together again just for this one benefit performance.
Yeah.
I wouldn't miss this one for the world.
Well, you can go to a lousy concert if you want to, but you know where I'm going.
Where, Al?
I'm gonna go see Santa Claus.
Well, I hope you know I was just kidding, Al, baby. Who wants to see a stupid little concert anyway? When do we leave for the North Pole?
Well, we gotta think of a few more people first.
You're gonna lose that girl.
Yes, you're gonna lose that girl.
You're gonna lose.
Yes, yes, you're gonna lose that girl.
If you don't take her out tonight, she's gonna change her mind.
She's gonna change her mind.
And I will take her out tonight and I will treat her kind.
I'm gonna treat her kind.
You're gonna lose that girl.
Yes, yes, you're gonna lose that girl.
You're gonna lose.
Yes, yes, you're gonna lose that girl.
If you don't treat her right, my friend, you're gonna find her gone. Cause I will treat her right and then you'll be the lonely
you're
one.
You're not the only one.
You're gonna lose that
yes,
girl.
Yes, you're gonna lose that girl.
You're gonna lose.
Yes, yes, you're gonna lose girl. That girl.
You're gonna lose.
Yes, yes, you're gonna lose that girl. I'll make a point of taking her away from you. Watch what you do.
Yeah.
The way you treat her. What else can I do? Taking her away from you. Watch what you do.
Yeah.
The way you treat her. What else can I do?
If you don't take her out tonight, she's gonna change her
mind. She's gonna change her mind.
And I will take her out tonight and I will treat her kind.
I'm gonna treat her kind.
You're gonna lose that girl.
Yes, yes, lose that girl.
You're gonna lose.
Yes, yes, you're gonna lose that girl.
You're gonna lose.
Yes, yes, you're gonna lose that girl.
KCPR, back from the 60s, the Beatles. I'm not quite as ancient. Jerry Peake here from 77 to 81. Here's another short bit from our 1979 Christmas special as Weird Al takes the kid, played by Christy Keeler, and the bunch of us north to see Santa.
Is there a North Pole exit off the 101?
By nightfall, the gang has made it to the beautiful mountainous lands of Canada. We joined them there, around the campfire.
Hey, kid, what's wrong?
Hey now, perk up.
Yeah, kid. There's nothing to be afraid of. Here, have a candy bar.
Is it in the budget?
Jerry, where are we right now?
Hard telling, John. Somewhere in the Yukon, a few thousand miles from home. We're really buried in the sticks. Hey, look at this, you guys.
What?
A piece of paper pinned to the tree. It looks like it's been here 1,000 years. It says, the following hour of programming has been made possible by a grant from the assembly line, San Luis Obispo.
That's weird.
I wonder how we're going to get out of this mess.
Well, it could be worse. I mean, we can get KCPR here, can't we?
Oh, sure. I'll turn on the radio.
Build a castle from a single grain of sand.
91.3 KCPR, The Temptations, and ZZ Top back there, too, with some great guitar. Alumni weekend happening, and I hope you're having half as much fun listening as we are doing this. Let's hear one more cut from the 1979 Christmas special, just to give you an idea of what happened back there on KCPR 20 years ago. We leave Brian Hackney impersonating Ronald Coleman, and the crew finally get to the North Pole. I'm playing both Santa Claus and myself. Weird Al plays himself, and Russ Scherer, who is our station manager, begs for money from Santa Claus.
But how are we going to get there?
How? Why, just look around.
Ho, ho, ho. What have we here? What have we here? You, young man, what's your name?
My name?
My name is Weird Al.
Oh, so good to see you, Al. And what would you like for Christmas?
Oh gosh, Santa. I've always wanted to get a comedy record released on a big record company.
Mm-hmm. A big record company?
Oh, yes, sir. Real big.
How about Rhino Records?
Oh, no, even bigger.
Casablanca, maybe?
No, the Village People record on Casablanca.
All right. Capitol Records, then.
Oh, yes, Santa. Oh, thank you. Here's a great big kiss.
Ho, ho, ho. Calm down. It'll be out on Christmas Eve. Just you wait and see. And you, you're a fine-looking man. Who are you?
Oh, my name's Jerry Peek.
And Jerry, what can old Santa do for you?
Well, Santa, a voice like John Mac Flanagan's at KFRC would be just the thing.
What? But you have a fine voice as it is.
Well, how about a voice like John Mac Flanagan and a job at KFRC, too?
Ho, ho, ho. Okay. Now, Jerry, tap on wood 3 times. Do it. Fine. Now say, Stereo 91.
Stereo 91.
Say, real cool now, KCPR.
KCPR. And try that one again. KCPR.
Ho, ho, you've got it. Every time you knock on wood 3 times, you'll have his voice.
Oh, thank you, Santa.
And the program director at KFRC has just woken out of a sound sleep and is writing you a nice letter. Ho, ho, ho.
That's really nice.
You with the carrot-colored head, what is your name?
My name is Russ Scherer.
No need to shout, young'un. I may be old, but I still have my senses.
Sorry.
What?
I said I'm sorry.
Sorry. Just playing a joke. Ho, ho, ho. I'm so happy at this time of the season. What would you like, Mr. Scherer?
$1 million for our radio station.
How about 50,000?
$100,000 and you got a deal.
Sold. Now you can use all your talent at the sadly underfunded radio station.
A creative crew here at KCPR, a great place to work since 1968. I'm Jerry Peek, sharing a few stories from the late 1970s. Now, you may hear too much of Weird Al Yankovic this weekend, but I've got to play this one. It's the original version of My Bologna, released on Capitol Records. It was recorded in Studio 229, which is the men's bathroom across the hall from the KCPR studios. I was there when Weird Al recorded it, and the acoustics are great for accordions and burping.
Ooh, my little hungry one, open up a package of My Bologna. Ooh, I think the toast is done. Top it with a little of My Bologna. Never gonna stop, eat it up. So such a tasty snack. I always eat too much and throw up, but I'll soon be back to my, woo! My bologna. Spread it on the mustard now. Show me how. Spread it on a little of this bologna. Hoping that we don't run out. Don't run out. If we do, I'm sure that I'll miss bologna. Never gonna stop. Eat it up. Such a tasty snack. I always eat too much and throw up. But I'll soon be back for my. Woo! Shopping aisles, filling up my basket with Oscar Mayer. Never gonna stop, eat it up. Such a tasty snack, I always eat too much and throw up. But I'll soon be back for my bologna.
91.3 KCPR, the alumni weekend going on. And if you're an alum, you should be at the barbecue, which is going on now at Cuesta Park. I'm Jerry Peake, missing the barbecue for a while to play you some bits of KCPR around 1980 or so. I don't know when this song from Foreigner came out, but I just feel like playing it. Feels like the first time, on the KCPR alumni weekend.
Feels like the first time.
91.3 KCPR, Jerry Peek saying goodbye. Well, almost anyway. I'd like to leave you with a bit from The Auction. It was a fundraiser that we started in the early 1970s, actually before my time. This auction is from 1979. We had a lot of fun doing these auctions, and there was a lot of support from businesses around the area, too. We'll start with a break for a phone call to Stuart Gold, whose real name is Keith Ween. Frank Thomas and Russ Scherer are chatting with Stu, and all of those folks are here this alumni weekend. Then on to a bit of the auction. Donna Pangburn and Brian Hackney have both gone on to work in TV. So I'll say goodbye. Christy Duncan is next. I hope you enjoy the rest of the alumni weekend. And let's get to the 79 KCPR auction.
Well, listen, if I can scrounge up another dime, I can give you, another call later here.
Okay, where will you be about that time?
Well, I got this hotel down here. They've been sending me Father's Day cards every year, and so I can kind of check them out.
Just like Rusty, they've got a lot of Father's Day cards around here. You wouldn't believe the crowd. I mentioned earlier that, Victoria Principal offered me an outrageous bribe just to get next to Rusty, and I can't imagine what the crowds would be like if you were here.
Oh, God, yeah, I'd hate to think about it. They'd probably be just clawing at me or something.
That's true. We do, though, have a couple of very capable auctioneers standing in your stead. Actually, three, and they are Jerry Peek, Donna Pangburn, and Brian Hackney. Let's go back to them in the KCPR auditorium.
Hello.
I like that.
Of course, L.A. And this is KCPR San Luis Obispo, my friend, the home of the 6th annual KCPR auction. I'm Yay. Brian Hackney. What timing? I'm Jerry Peek.
And I'm Donna Pender. And that makes all three of us. We're talking about something real hot up on the auction boards.
Let's get back to the boards right now.
All right. Item number 38, brand new. Justin, you haven't even heard us talk about this.
From Graham's Art Store.
Good people at Graham's
Donna,
Art Store.
Donna, you want me to?
Go ahead.
Oh, this is tough. All right. A complete drawing set. This is a $30 value for collegiate technical use. It's a drawing board, T-square, triangles, pencils, curves, Ooh. Erasers, etc. From Graham's Art Store, item number 38. There are no bids. This is just up on our board. $30 total.
Fantastic. Give us a call and ask for item on package 38 on that one.
That's it.
All right. Good people at Graham's Art Store.
And, okay. Of course, those roses. George still has the high bid, $20. And these are for two dozen. Is it two dozen? No, one dozen. One dozen. Sorry. But they are one dozen long-stem beautiful red roses arranged to be picked up at the store. And this is from our good friends at Carlskin Crump Flowers and Gifts. And that is worth $27.50. So far, George has got that for $20. Your girlfriend is worth more than that, isn't it? She is. And
we have one of your favorite artists in the studios, Brian Hackney. This is your life.
No.
Yes.
One of my favorites.
He is here. We're not going to flush him. Brian Hackney, are you ready for Neil Diamond live from the KCPR studio?
Oh, he stole my racing heart. That was a little loose, but not bad.
Coming up on 2:30, this is Christy Duncan coming in here to finish out the second half of this particular alumni hour. Let's get things started with a little bit of Fuzzbox.
Thank you. met a pretty woman with a great big butt, rubber panties, and a coconut. I took her home to my room with six little midgets and a wooden broom. I don't take them, my mama just put them to the side. Babies come home so open wide. I took off her stockings and looked to her feet, and we all danced around with the toilet seat. Sing a kinkathon, 680. Kinkathon, 680. And a coconut, took her home to my room with six and a midget and a wooden broom. Don't take my mama, just pull her to the side. Babies come home so old and white. Took off her stockings and her little feet. We all danced around with the toilet seat. Sing a king of all, king of all, 680. King of all, king of all,
diabetes. Cleavage, cleavage, thighs and hips, from the nape of a neck to the lipstick lips, chopped and channeled and lowered and lugered, and the cheetah slicks, bare, bare moving. She's a hot and ready, creamy and sugared, and the band is awful, and so are the tunes. Doobie zabba doobie zay, zibbit I say. Doobie zabba doobie zay, zibbit I say. Crawling on the belly and shaking like jelly, and I'm getting harder than Chinese algebra. Sears, cheers from the compendium here. Hey, sweetheart, dare you yellow for more? Scorching out your cigarette butts on the floor. And I like Shelly, you like Jane. What was the girl with the snakeskin's name? It's an early bird matinee. Come back in and they get you little something that you can't get at home. And get you little something that you can't get at home. It's Pepsi's and a cheese drink, beer and a shot. Portland through a shot glass and a buffalo squeeze. Popcorn front row, a high and a kite. And I'll be back tomorrow night. And I'll be back tomorrow night.
When I was a young girl like normal girls do, I looked to a woman's love to help get me through. I never needed any more than a feminine touch. I hated the thought of kissing a man, it really was too much. I did not drink, I did not smoke, I did not say God. Dyke. My God, it broke my heart. I was bitter and disillusioned to lose another girlfriend. But Lester came to work at Papa's store and decided to ease on in. Before that last heartbreak, well, nothing made me more sick than a hairy-chested, cheap, double-breasted, suited man with a hard dick. I guess that I was curious, heck, I guess that I was young. I guess it was that old rum and coke. I guess that I was dumb. I spent my last $10 on birth control and beer. My life was so much simpler when I was sober and queer. But the love of a strong hairy man has turned my head up here and made me spend on birth control and beer. For of course, for a woman to love a man, she must also love to booze. If a woman don't drink beside a man, then she will surely lose him. As I sit in this hetero honky-tonk and reflect upon my past, I think about those old girlfriends and why they did not last. For the certain thrills lesbian love simply cannot supply, like paying for abortions from sperm gone awry. And so I say to you, my friends, without this man I'd die. So listen to my tale of woe and hang your head and cry. $10 on birth control and beer. My life was so much simpler when I was sober and queer. But the love of a strong, hairy man has turned my head, I fear, and made me spend my last $10 on birth control and beer. I spent my last $10 on birth control and beer. My life was so much simpler when I was sober and queer. But the love of a strong haired man has turned my head up here and made me spend my last $10 on birth control and beer.
But you never recognize her if you saw her now. She does something that you never expect. She done training in the docks for kicker boots, safety pin t-shirts, and man wears suits. Her hair's grown out and it's piled up high. She only shows a tattoo one at a time. She ain't ashamed of the way she was. She hears old things she can't get enough. Her funk rock records are gathering dust. Little Ramona's gone hillbilly nuts.
Right there. And for those of you wondering How did we get to that set? That was punk to country by way of sex. Fuzzbox doing XXX right at the top there. Trees of Mystery with Kinkathon 680 going into Mr. Tom Waits, Pasties in a G-String. And of course, Two Nice Girls off of their Like a Virgin EP with I Spent My Last $10 on Birth Control and Beer. Christy Duncan here, part of the alumni weekend. I was at KCPR from 89 to 91. And right now we're going to go into a lovely band and a woman who was quite insane. This is Daisy Chainsaw with Love Your Money.